And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
Working towards a plan for a community garden. Our feature story of the week, courtesy of KHMB contributor Bill Wood.
And some can pot begonias, and some can bud a rose, and some are hardly fit to trust with anything that grows. But they can roll and trim the lawns, and sift the sand and loam, for the glory of the garden occupieth all who come. A verse from The Glory of the Garden by Rudyard Kipling. And today, we are going to talk about gardens, and especially a proposed community garden here in Half Moon Bay. My guests are Eva Erickson, a newly minted Parks and Recreation Commissioner, and Janice Moody, native coastsider, master gardener, and member of C-FOG. That stands for Coastside Friendship Organic Gardens. Welcome to Radio Magazine.
Thank you, Bill. It's a pleasure to be here.
Eva, tell us, what is the idea, the basic concept behind a community garden?
Well, before I go into that, I just want to share that I come here as a resident of Half Moon Bay and not as a Parks and Recreation Commissioner. In saying that, I am new to this community. I love this community. And in speaking to community members and city council, specifically Debbie Ruddick, who has been spearheading community gardens for 2 decades. She actually was the one that pushed to make sure we had community gardens in the new parks master plan. And also she tried to get community gardens into a project 10 years ago for a 10-acre community garden. We're really excited that now is the perfect time. We have city council supporting this. It's a city council priority, and it's just really exciting.
What is a community garden? I mean, I'm talking about the physical presence. And how do people participate in it?
We looked at many different models. There's, for instance, I looked at Sacramento and Redwood City and Pacifica. What I liked about Pacifica Gardens the most is their model is the community coming out and growing food, all kinds of, you know, vegetables and all kinds of fruits and vegetables. What I really liked about Pacifica Gardens is that their model was about bringing the community together to grow together, learning together. It wasn't individual plots. When it was time to harvest, everyone took what they needed, but then the other half went to the local food bank. And when I learned about this model, I was really, really inspired. It was Loretta O'Brien that did this for 10 years in Pacifica. So I started talking to her about this, and she came and she spoke to city council. She came and spoke before Parks and Recreation, and she's working with us to make this a reality. So I decided to do a little research, and I reached out to Keith of Coastside Hope. And in conversations with him, I learned that of the percentage of people that get food from the local food bank, 10% are our seniors. 90% are low-income families, in which 80% are Latinos in this community. And of that 80%, the average income is $14,000 a year. So I realized, geez, you know, community garden is not just about growing food. It's not just about community engagement. It's not just about food security, but it's about food justice. And this model is going to help to level the playing field, because it's not right that here we live in California, the breadbasket of the world. And yet our citizens, Latinos represent almost 40% of our community, don't have access to organic, clean foods.
And what kinds of foods are actually grown in community gardens?
All kinds of foods, all kinds of vegetables.
And are they selected because they taste good, because they're nutritious, because people like to grow them, that people, they don't kill them when they try to grow them?
Yeah, we definitely look at the coast, and I think Janice may want to jump in on.
Well, speaking as a master gardener and a longtime coastside resident, I can say we don't grow tomatoes very well here. So, we actually concentrate on the cool season crops because our weather is cool season most of the time, except for this last week, of course, which was in the 90s, but that's rare occasion. So typically you see farmers growing artichokes, peas, those are almost year-round crops here. And there's other varieties of cabbage and lettuces and, oh, there's numerous crops that we grow here. Brussels sprouts is another big one. But with a greenhouse setting, we could also include some warm season crops such as tomatoes and cucumbers and even peppers.
Peppers.
Yeah. Well, you know, I also
keep it spicy, huh?
Yeah. You know, we've been talking about also having exhibits for schools to come in. For instance, aquaponics, native gardens, you know, and I have some communication contacts with the Ohlone tribe to get some indigenous seeds. Butterfly gardens, we need to save the butterflies. So we're planning to have this community garden be also an educational opportunity for our young people, but also for, you know, seniors to come and get engaged and build relationships with each other. You know, just for all ages, all races, all incomes, everyone is welcome to Coastside Friendship Organic Gardens.
Okay, so now you're starting this organization. Where are you in that program, and what are the next steps?
Well, we actually did a poll on Nextdoor where 200 people chose the Coastside Friendship Organic Gardens. Pretty much it was 40%. Let me see. We've accomplished a lot so far. It's gone before Parks and Recreation Commission, and everybody's really excited. The city council noted the community gardens as one of their priorities under sustainability, which is huge because there's only 5 priorities. We did a poll, so we had the community choose the name. We have 15 volunteers. We set up 6 working group committees, so we've been meeting for months now. So we're really in good shape. We even have several sponsors now. The Cove is willing to do a small fundraiser for us. Sims Organic is doing giving us some donations and working with us. I heard back from the owner of Pasta Moon. Kim also wants to help. Dad's Luncheonette wants to help. Farmer John wants to help. And we haven't even asked yet. So people in this community are thrilled about this. Everybody wants to get involved. So we know it's going to be successful.
Are there any proposed or perhaps locations yet for the community garden?
Well, I talked to the city about it, and we're looking at several locations, but the one that we really would like to be the first one is the Johnson House. The city has 10 acres there, so we could potentially have a couple of acres there. And the reason I think the Johnson House would be the best one to be the first one is because when Michelle Obama first went to the White House, what did she do? She built a garden. So this garden could be what represents Half Moon Bay. You know, community, health, sustainability, bringing all together. We have 3 million tourists that come to this small city of ours. So I want everyone to know what Half Moon Bay stands for.
Well, I was thinking, just like the poem, Eva, I said, I'm hardly fit to trust with anything that grows. So how do people like me participate? I mean, can you grow a garden in your own backyard? I suppose you can if you have something larger than a postage stamp. But is that going to also be part of the program so that people can do their own gardens?
Well, we're creating a not-for-profit, right? So we're planning to have a director and some staff. You know, I have 15 years of philanthropic experience. So what we're planning to do is not just have this community garden. That's one part of it. But also become a catalyst to help grow community gardens everywhere. So, for instance, I know a couple of churches that have a few acres and they want to grow community gardens. We know some private people that say, we want a community garden in our land too. You know, we know lots of people that have land in Half Moon Bay. So people are excited about this. And to be honest with you, this is a climate change issue. You know, it's a real thing. It's happening. So this is part of being sustainable. So we want to be ahead of the game, and Half Moon Bay, you know, it just feels like the wave is here, and people are coming out to support it. We want everyone to be part of this.
I have a question for both of you, actually. Okay, now the veggies are up, and they're ready for harvest. Who gets what, or will there be a battle over the strawberries and the turnips?
Well, I talked to Loretta O'Brien from Pacifica Gardens about that, you know, and I said, is there fighting, or how do you do it? And she goes, you know, honestly, Eva, people take whatever they need, and we have more than enough. For instance, 3/4 of an acre, they produce 5,000 pounds of fruits and vegetables in just 3/4 of an acre. We're going to have acres. We're probably going to have 2 or 3 acres at Johnson House, is my guess.
Well, I'm glad there won't be any vegetable wars in Half Moon Bay. So now, how do people contact you in order to participate in this program?
There's a couple of ways. You could go to c-fog.org, and there's a way you could subscribe. You could email me at eva@c-fog.org.
Okay. So, those are the two easiest ways right now for the contact.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you for coming today, very much for Eva Erickson being here, and also Janice Moody to tell us about the community gardens.
Yeah, so this is just a pitch. We are looking for wood and compost donations. You know, we're planning to have a table at the Pumpkins Farm, so visit us. We're planning to have a table at the End of Summer concert at the Carter's Park, September 21st, so visit us there too. We're planning to launch Earth Week 2020, so come out. We're planning to have music and food, and it's going to be a great opportunity to be part of this community in a good way, sharing and eating together, because we are planning to have a stove in the middle of the garden so we could actually make, you know, vegetable pizzas. So come and join the fun.
Well, it does sound like fun. And let's face it, as the people from over the hill would say, if you can plant anything anywhere, it will surely grow in Half Moon Bay. And this is Bill Wood for Radio Magazine.